Om Shanti. Good morning. So today's English topic is opening the Pandora's box of body consciousness. So what is Pandora? So there is a story in Greek mythology. There was a woman created by Zeus. These goddesses were there, and Zeus created a woman known as Pandora. And there is a story behind it. We won't go so much in detail, but in short I would say there was a man, Prometheus, and he stole fire from heaven and gave it to the human mankind on earth. So in order to take revenge from him, Zeus created this woman Pandora and gifted this Pandora to Epimetheus, who was the brother of Prometheus. And this Pandora was a very beautiful woman, and she had lot of curiosity. So Zeus also presented with a jar to Epimetheus, and he told that do not open this jar anytime. But Pandora was very curious that what is there in this jar. So Pandora opened the box, and when she opened the box, all the evils were released into the world, like all vices, greed, attachment, diseases, poverty, hunger, jealousy, everything was released into the world, and she tried to close the jar, and only one thing remained at the bottom, and that was hope. So this is the story of Pandora's box. So this phrase is like opening the Pandora's box. When do we use this phrase? Is that if we want to do some task, do not do it, maybe it can lead to some detrimental consequences, some negative consequences. So it's better that thing is left alone and do not touch it. So in medical textbooks also, abdomen is known as Pandora's box. Some of the surgeons, sometimes they are they feel if we touch the abdomen and we open the abdomen, we don't know what will be there. So it's better to leave it untouched, and we don't know once we open it what can it be. So in some of the diseases, they won't touch it and they would say that it's the Pandora's box. So Pandora's box, like opening the Pandora's box of body consciousness. So like here, how is the story that she opens the jar and all evils comes out? So of body consciousness means if once body consciousness comes, body consciousness along with it brings all the vices and all negativity along with it. So that's how is the topic for today. So like in last Sunday's Murli, Baba has told that children, you have to renounce this body consciousness also. Consciousness of the body. And he said that you have to think that this is a old house and renounce this body. So now we'll discuss some points. What are the triggers which brings about this body consciousness, and along with this body consciousness, what are these evil or the ill feelings which comes along with it? So first point I thought was 4C. First C is comments or compliments. Suppose if we are given some task, suppose if I am I have gone for a singing competition and I sang very well and I come back. So now if I expect that I should get some comments from somebody, compliments from somebody, so that's how body consciousness enters. And along with this, now so many things would enter. Like if somebody doesn't give me compliment, so I would say, oh, I sang so well, I did so much hard work, it was not my task, but still I did it, and nobody is praising me also. So these are all the feelings which would come along with that. Anything like giving a speech here also. So many of us are attached to the comments which are given after this class also. If we don't give comments, they would say, today you have not commented on my class. So why is that so? So we want compliments and comments whenever we do some task, and along with that we bring about so many feelings. In our medical profession also, like when we do something to save the patient. Now it's a teamwork. One of the staff long back was asking me that if a patient comes in a cardiac arrest, and it's a teamwork of the nursing staff, nursing assistants, doctors and the consultants to save the patient. And once the patient is saved, the relatives would prefer only the consultant. But actually it was a teamwork. So one of the staff was asking me, ki, we are not praised. we are not, you know, we are not told that we did the hard work. It's always the consultant who sprays. So many negativity comes with the body consciousness when we have hunger of these compliments. So this is the first C. So second C is criticism. Whenever any soul is faced with criticism, lot of body consciousness comes in and lot of negativity comes in. I would give my example. I went for a vacation and I went out of India. So there I thought I will visit the center. So I told my brother that we have come here, so I want to visit the Dubai center. So they started telling me, one by one they all started telling me, so here also you are going to do this only. So here also you are going to follow this only. So you have come with what notion here? And then I was like, everybody is criticizing and I have kept my principles aside and I have come with them and for vacation, and now how they are behaving with me, what is this? And so many things came in my mind, ki why did I come only along with them, I should not have come only, and I have come only to see the center. I was feeling like that. And but in the background I did not observe that they are also cooperating with me, they are also adjusting with me. You know, when we sit for food, they are not like they eat non-veg and all, but I don't eat. So it's, so they keep a rule that I eat first and I get up and then they eat. And whenever we used to go out, they used to eat everything. But they used to be like, you know, she would eat a fruit salad or something like that. But I didn't see all this. So there was a body consciousness that since they opposed me, so I have negativity against them. And I was in so much anger that I made a promise to myself that now, next time, in anger I promised that next time I'm not going to meet them only. I will not go back. It was not spiritual anger. It was a vice. So, that I'm not going to come back with them anytime in the future. And they did like, it's still in the background. So they, but I, then when I churned on it, I saw that they are also cooperating, and then later on it happened that they all came with me to the center. So it was so nice. So C, second C is criticism. Third C is comparison. When there is comparison between two souls, when we start comparing ourselves with others, then also this body consciousness and other vices come. Then when we compare with somebody, then we have inferiority complex that this person is good and I am not so good. And then I have a low feeling for my own self that I cannot do this and she can do this, or she is better than me, I am not better. Or if somebody is doing good purushas or good Gyan Yoga, and then we start comparing and then the body consciousness comes. Fourth C is competition. If we compete with somebody, if somebody is doing 8 hours yoga chart, okay, and I also think that I will also do, though my capability is only of 4 hours yoga, but I will start competing. So somewhere body consciousness comes, and if I'm not able to do it, then I will have ill feeling for that other person. So this is the way how body consciousness comes. Second point is set of questions. Like in last Sunday's Murli Baba said, no, that these questions come in your mind, why, how, who, like that. So what Baba said, that only not one question comes, but multiple set of questions come in your mind, and that creates an upheaval in your mind, an upheaval of your stage. So when one question comes, along with it, lot of questions come. For example, last week we were sitting in the OPD and one sister entered the OPD and we were discussing on some point, and she said, can I ask a question? So we said, yeah. So she asked that we have so many sisters at our center coming, mothers are coming, and they are married and they are not able to follow purity, and there is so much opposition at home, and we have taken promise from them about purity for 1 year, and now we brought them for Baba Milan. And Baba did not come. So it's not fair, no, that Baba did not come. I came from so far, but Baba did not come. Baba should have realized that I am coming. She said, Baba should have, what is my fault? He should have come, because I am coming from so far, and I have given promise of purity. So these are the questions. She was a center sister, but these are the questions of the souls who come to the center. So see now how body consciousness comes, and then we give answer to her that how it is not a physical meeting and it is a subtle and all those things. And there is another example I heard in last week only. There is a brother from South, and he is in Gyan since last 20 years, 20-25 years, and he has not missed the class. Means in last 20 years he would have missed only 4 times just because of some illnesses. And they are so poor that he has not visited Madhuban also in 20 years. But he goes to Murli class every day. He does Amrit Vela every day. He does Seva at center every day. But he has not visited Madhuban for 20 years. And this year somebody sponsored his visit to Madhuban. And Baba did not come. Now imagine his stage. But his stage was so good that another Murli was shown. So he felt that Baba has come. Baba has come, and that was his feeling. See, somebody is coming after 20 years to Madhuban to meet Baba, and Baba has not come. Now what body consciousness and what feeling should come in his mind? But he did not have that feeling. So this is second point. Third point is health consciousness. When we become too much health conscious, then body consciousness comes and all the set of feelings come. So like we see in OPD sometimes, we do the investigation, and some serum creatinine, kidney function test, if it is 0.8 and if it has gone to 0.94, the patient becomes very health conscious and he would start doing other investigations. He would start, because there is so much anxiety, because there is so much attachment to the body, and they would go to different doctors, and they would go to some other place to take in a second opinion, and so many things would start. There are some patients who come with this much big file in the OPD, and every time they want to show the file. But we are so busy, every time, how can we see? We have already seen your file, but they want to show the entire file every time. So conscious about the health. So that's how health consciousness, and disease conscious. If any disease happens, then they are very anxious about it. What will happen to me? What will happen to my family? In past there was a patient who had some hoarseness in the throat, and he was going to all the OPDs to check his throat. He did all his investigation. He was thinking that I've got cancer of throat. So in the end we had to tell him that all your investigations are normal. If now you keep on thinking, you might get it in future. So this is like to that extent they think of death and of cancer. So this is the third point. Fourth point is consciousness of mine or my or I have done this. When we have this feeling that I have done this, like tomorrow's Murli Baba, Sunday's Murli Baba is going to speak about instrument, no? That the one who is doing service should have the feeling of being instrument. But if we don't have the feeling of being instrument, and if there is a consciousness of that I have done this, I am great, only I am capable of doing this, only I am capable of seeing patients, this kind of case only I can handle, then there is a consciousness of I, that I have done it. Or getting attached to your profession. Last season there was a foreigner. She asked me, what is your name? So I said, Dr. Hina. So she sent me, what is your name? I said, Dr. Hina. Now we are so consciously attached to that doctor tag that when we introduce ourselves, we say doctor. So she said, can I call you only Hina? I said, yeah. So see how she pointed out. And they are so self-conscious, and how we are, this is very, very subtle thing she pointed out, but it is something very deep that I am so attached to my... Yeah, because that person, more body consciousness. So that's how, so this is related to consciousness of I. And then how many points are over? 1, 2, 3, 4. So fifth is death, fear of death. Whenever there is a fear of death, like, we keep on telling that soul is imperishable and soul cannot die, and we take birth from one body and we go to other body. We keep on explaining this to the world. But when it comes to us, how fearful we are. If somebody is told that you are going to die after 6 months, you are suffering from this. Now imagine what body consciousness and what that Pandora's box open up, and so many things. Oh, I am going to die, what will happen to me, and I don't want to leave the body. There are people who come to us, they are 90 plus, but the relatives want that the patient should be saved by hook and crook. Just do everything for the patient and save. So that body is not ready. That soul is not ready, but they want that the patient should be safe. So that's how fear of death. But we have seen many examples where, Sanjay Bhai, we remember, like last year, and he was diagnosed with cancer of stomach and he got operated. And he had only 6 months in his hand, but his stage was so up. How he used to tell us that I'm going to leave this body and I will become a child now. I will take a birth as a child and I will start my new story. And we have recently one brother in the hospital. He's diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. Now he knows that he has only 14 to 16 months in his hand. He's lying in the bed, but still he's not complaining anything. So see, sometimes the stage is so high and this body consciousness is not there. So these are some of the learning examples for us. Then next is when body consciousness comes, when there is seeing success of others. When we see success of others, then sometimes a body consciousness comes that she or he is going ahead of me, and there is jealousy. And when jealousy enters, everything else enters along with it. I read somewhere that jealousy is like a ladder, but the ladder is circular. And how it is, like you want to go ahead, but when you go ahead, you see that somebody is already ahead of you. So in this world, somebody will always be good, will always be beautiful than you, will always be good churner than you, will always be good Purusharthi than you in this yagya. It's not that, you should have jealousy. So jealousy is like a circular ladder. The more you go ahead, you will see that somebody is already ahead of you. So like that, seeing success of others. And when there is jealousy, what the person does? He will go around and tell others that, she's successful, but, she has so many other faults. We will try to prove the negativity of that person to other people. We will try to put the person down in front of others. So that's how, when seeing success of others, how the Pandora's box open up of body consciousness. Last point is remembering the past events. When remembering the past events, when only one thing I remember of the past and so many things comes along with it. It is not only that event will come, but multiple people. Many people, this person has done this to me. She did like that to me. In that situation, this was done to me. So it is not only one event we remember, but we actually scrub the entire wound of the past and so many things come out from us. So this are the 7 points like when body consciousness comes, how the Pandora's box open and so many ill feelings come. Now I thought of some points like there should be something like deliberately opening this Pandora's box. So first point in that is when we sit in yoga, when we sit in Baba's remembrance, and when the Pandora's box open up, and it is all our feelings which should come out, that I have this in me. If we are not doing that in our yoga, then we won't change. There won't be any transformation in our in ourselves. Like Baba says, burn your all burn your vices and everything, sanskars, in the fire of yoga. So like that, in medical college, students are shown that incineration. Incineration is a three-floor building, and in the bottom of the building there is a glass around. And students are shown that all waste material are put in that, and outside there is a temperature written. It fire is set inside, and around 2800 degree temperature is reached inside, and everything is burned. So like that in our yoga also, when we sit, we should open deliberately Pandora's box and do minute surgeries of our sanskars, that this is there in me, I should improve on this. This is there in me, I should improve on this. So this is first. Second is deep churning. When we do deep churning, we know that what is there in us, If I take off one sanskar, that I got angry in that situation. Now why that anger came to me? There has to be something deep seat below that, why that anger came to me. So churning on it, then all the dirt and the filth will come out, and that is opening of Pandora's box. And like that day, he was giving example of the ink bottle. Like if you want to clean the ink bottle, keep it under the tap water. So first all the dirty water of the inky water will come, and then the good water will start coming. So that's how sitting and churning on the points, and that's opening of Pandora's box. Third is, Pandora's box, when it opens, when somebody dies. When somebody dies and you start cleaning the room, and you come to know, this person had this also. This person was like this. this person had these things in the cupboard, this person was suffering from this, so that's actually opening a Pandora's box. Or if somebody is, fourth point would be checking on purity also, very important topic, like somebody speaks about purity, brahmacharya so much, but then check on yourself how you are, whether you come in familiarity, whether when you come with sisters or brothers, do you become extrovert, do you talk too much. So all these things are checking points. If I speak that I am most powerful soul, but I get get fear by an insect also, then that's the Pandora's box, what fear I have inside. But I'm speaking on the self-respect, on Swaman, that I'm the most powerful soul. Or if I speak on Amrit Vela, and if I only go and sleep in Amrit Vela. So that's all Pandora's box about. So this is how opening the Pandora's box of body consciousness. Om Shanti.